happened to Greta Talk, and this is different, of course, from On the Record, 7 p.m. Monday through Friday. We get to talk a little bit more in depth with our guests. And today I have two guests. One is Bill Rancic, who you all know from, he's done a whole lot of things, but let me just get the headline out there. Where we first met him was 12 years ago, when he was the first winner of The Apprentice, and what a career he's had since then. And Michael Brown, who's the owner of Death Wish Coffee, who has a brand new Super Bowl ad. And let me start first with you, Bill. How did you and Michael Brown hook up? I mean, what's the story on this relationship?
Well, you know, it was very serendipitous. I got to travel around the country with the folks from Intuit QuickBooks launching the Small Business Big Game campaign. And essentially, this was a campaign to help celebrate small business and really help fuel their success. And we were giving one small business an opportunity to win a fully paid, fully produced commercial that was going to run during that big game. And out of all the tens of thousands of applicants, Death Wish Coffee and Mike stood out, and America voted for him, and he won the opportunity of a lifetime.
Michael, how big is your business, Death Wish Coffee?
Well, up until 2 months ago, we were a 9-person company, and we just hired 2 more people to take on the extra demand. So we're pretty small. We're a pretty small operation.
And why coffee?
I mean, I wasn't always a coffee lover. I was an accountant before. I was in the coffee business. But accounting wasn't for me. I took a year off, hung out in coffee shops, and fell in love with the atmosphere. So I started my coffee shop back in 2008. And, you know, my customers came in. Bill told the story. He, you know, they asked for a stronger coffee. So I put a strong blend together. And they gave me great reviews, and I was like, well, I must really have something here. I'm going to put it online and go that route and see if I can, you know, make it in the e-commerce market.
Well, and he developed such a cult following, right? It's incredible. Like, he has such loyal customers, and then he got a celebrity cult following, some of these ice road trucker guys and, mm-hmm. and people who were on television started drinking the coffee and helping him promote it. So it's really a brand that he's building with this Death Wish Coffee.
Well, as I told you, Bill, when I saw the ad, and I'm a coffee drinker, a coffee addict maybe, is I immediately went to Amazon.com and I bought some right away. I thought, well, what is this stuff? I got to have some. So, I mean, I've already got some, so I've added to your buyer list.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Amazon's been a great outlet for us.
Bill, have you actually looked at his business besides, I mean, in awarding him this Super Bowl ad that's going to go to over 100 million people, have you looked at his business and analyzed it?
I have. I actually went to his facility a couple months back when he was in the final 10 and, you know, interviewed him, interviewed his employees, made sure that he was going to be able to handle this, because the goal is not to set someone up for failure. The goal is to set someone up for success. And, you know, he's ready, willing, and able, and he's going to capitalize on this. And I think, you know, when you have him back on your show a year from now, he's going to have one heck of a story he's going to tell you.
I bet he will. All right, Mike, when Bill Rancic shows up, did you know who he was? That, you know, he was the first. I mean, he's a big star. I mean, he's done a lot of things. His wife is famous. He's done a whole lot of things. But did you know who he was?
Of course, yeah. They surprised. I mean, I didn't know he was going to show up, so it was a surprise. And I was blown away. My team was even, you know, in awe. And he was able
to overselling me, guys.
You're mentor us a little bit. And it was great. You know, I asked him for some advice, and he gave it to me. I said, Mike, he's like, you know, what you're doing here is great, but why don't you try thinking a little bigger? Think big. Like, how big can we make this? And I was like, wow, you know what? I am going to think bigger. And we started getting outside of our comfort zone and doing things that we typically wouldn't do, reaching out to celebrities and you know, some of the authors of books that I've read that I've looked up to, you know, I reached out to them, and now I'm friends with Jeffrey Gittimer. He's like the father of sales, and him and I, we've talked on the phone a handful of times since then. And I was like, I couldn't believe I could, you know, do that. But, you know, I just need a nudge in the right direction.
But that's really the essence of this competition. It was to help small business owners reach and grow and leave their comfort zone. And everyone who was part of this competition left their comfort zone, and they got active in their community, and they reached out to people to help them promote their votes and garner votes. So that was the real success of this. And when we see that commercial on the big game, obviously Mike's the big winner, but it's all about celebrating small business, because, Greta, as you know, it's the backbone of our economy. They employ more people, small businesses, than any other sector of business out there. They're the ones rebuilding main streets. They're the ones that are, you know, the fabric of these communities. And Mike is a great example of that. He's hiring people from his community. He's spending dollars in the community. So, you know, that's what this is truly about. And he's a great representation of that.
Before I came to TV, I ran a small business, a real small law firm. And before that, I thought that I was going to be an economist. I have a degree in economics. But the one thing that I remember from economics, and I remember a whole lot, is the theory of economies of scale, is that, you know, there's sort of the perfect size business for, I mean, you don't want to grow too big, and you don't want to be too small. Mm-hmm. I mean, is that, I mean, have you looked at Mike's business, or Mike, have you talked to Bill about, or thought about, is there sort of an optimal business size, or are you just going to let, you know, let the cards fall as they may?
Yeah, I mean, luckily working with Intuit, they've kind of set me up with some very smart people. I met my accountant at QuickBooks Connect. The guy's brilliant, and, you know, we're having that talk very soon.
But his facility was operating at a fraction of capacity. He was underutilizing what he had. There's no question about it. So he is, you know, obviously he's running 20 hours a day now. He has the capability of adding more lines, and he's partnered with the right people. He's got great people around him.
Well, you sell the beans or the ground coffee. That's what I bought. Do you have a coffee shop anymore? Or is it just the beans or the ground coffee?
Yes, I sell the coffee shop on Broadway in Saratoga Springs. It's doing better than ever now that, you know, Death Wish has kind of been in the headlines. So,
how about that name though? What's with that name, Death Wish? I mean, why did you choose that?
Well, you know, there's just a small story behind that. I had a very strong coffee. And at the time, my girlfriend had bought me a souvenir. It was a picture of this bulldog, and it had the words Death Wish under it. And, you know, I was trying to find a name for this strong coffee, and I looked across the room, and I saw that there, and I was like, hey, this could work. Death Wish Coffee. And, you know, I built the brand around it.
Does it really have more caffeine? Is it like sort of the Red Bull of coffee?
Yeah, we use different types of beans that you find in your typical grocery store. They're fair trade and organic, and I mean, it's funny, I've talked to my team before, and I said, hey, I do want to be the Red Bull of the coffee world.
And indeed you are. All right, Bill, I want to ask you a little bit about, do you ever talk to Donald Trump since The Apprentice?
I do, yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I haven't spoken to him since he's put his hat in the ring, but, you know, he's someone who changed my life, there's no doubt about it. If it wasn't for that experience and it wasn't for him, you and I probably wouldn't even be talking today.
When you first met him, were you intimidated or surprised? Or was he nice to you or gruff? What was he like?
Well, when I first met him, it was during the competition of that first season of The Apprentice back in 2003 is when we filmed it. And certainly it was intimidating because it was a fierce competition. But once I took home the championship, you know, it was a whole different ballgame. And he then became a mentor. And, you know, he held up his end of the bargain and took me under his wing. And for a small business owner like myself, it was truly an incredible opportunity.
And so much has happened since. All right, where did you meet your wife? Well, you had a reality show, so tell me about me and your wife.
Well, my wife is an entertainment journalist, and she interviewed me at a charity event I was helping out with. And I asked her if she wanted to go to dinner sometime, and that was
it. So you picked her up, essentially.
Well, yeah, I picked her up, yeah. Although she claims that she used her job to pick me up because she was, you know, I guess, trying to get that interview. But it was a you know, instant love. You know, we fell in love right away and had a reality show for 7 seasons. We've got a little boy now, and we're in a handful of different businesses together. My wife is an entrepreneur as well, so we're involved in a lot of different businesses. In fact, we've got one opening up in D.C. this spring, one of our restaurants, our third restaurant's opening, called RPM Italian.
I've already looked that up, actually, because I want to know about it, because I thought, you know, I should go, like I say, I always do my homework. Yeah. You know, I bought some coffee, I watched the Super Bowl ad, and so the restaurant is, I have about like 3 different routes I can drive home at night.
Yeah.
And your restaurant is on one of the 3 routes driving home.
Oh, right on Mass Avenue, so we're the old NPR building.
Yeah, it's it's not far from where I went to law school at Georgetown. It's about
Seven
or 8 blocks.
Very
the
close.
Law school is near there. Yeah. So when does the restaurant open?
Late March will be open.
It's Italian?
Yeah, it's called RPM Italian.
Why? Well, I mean, what's RPM for?
Well, RPM, the initials of the 3 owners, Rancic, Saltis, and Melman. And we did a joint venture. We've got 2 restaurants in Chicago, RPM Italian and RPM Steak. And we're really going to explode the RPM Italian part of the business, where D.C. and then probably Las Vegas, Los Angeles, we're going to take it around the country.
Is it high-end expensive, or is it like pizza? What is it?
No, I would say it's fine Italian at a reasonable price. You know, you can get a bowl of pasta for you know, $10.99, $11. But it's a great environment. We certainly have high-end items on there as well. You know, tomahawk steak for $110. You know, so we
kind of... What is that? Wait. What is that?
It's a massive, you know, 44-ounce steak that you can get. It's usually for two. You know, we encourage people to split it. But we've got everything on that menu that you could ever imagine. So
is it a liquor? Do you have a liquor license?
Oh, yeah. It's a 12,000 square foot restaurant.
Oh, it's huge.
Oh, yeah. We have private dining. I mean, we've had our restaurants in Chicago. We get everyone through there, from Lady Gaga to President Obama. You name it, they've come. And when they go to Chicago, it's kind of a stop for most people as they come through one of our two restaurants, because we've got a great chef partner. His name is Doug Saltis, trained with Alain Ducasse. He's got a great pedigree, and he's the brains in the kitchen. And he's just dialing it up every night.
In terms of the restaurant, will you be here for the grand opening?
I will be, yeah. In fact, I will make sure that you come.
That's right. I was saying, well, the next thing I said is going to hook you for an interview and make sure that I can get a table.
Yeah,
you have a standing table
there, Greta.
Purely selfish. Yeah. All right. So you have a son, Duke. That's exciting, because that was at first it looked like it was going to be a heartbreak having a child.
Yeah, you know, we had a hard road, and we shared it on our reality show that we did for all those seasons, and we were one of the first to really go public about infertility, because it was something that wasn't talked about. And, you know, my wife and I sat down and we said, listen, you know, let's use our powers for good and not evil. And I'll tell you, out of all the things I've done, that was one of the most rewarding, because there isn't a day that goes by where someone won't stop me and say thank you. You know, my mom and dad now know what we're going through as we're struggling to have a baby. Or, you know, I now went to your doctor in Denver where you guys had success, and he's, you know, helping us get pregnant. So it's been a very rewarding road, you know, opening that story. Now we see it's obviously being talked about far more now than it's ever been.
Well, I think that's the big thing, is it when something very personal like that, is it makes it safe for other people to talk about it and think, like, you know, I'm not the only one, so to speak. You know, it makes it safe to have the problem and to look for solutions.
Yeah, but, it was scary going public with it, because you feel broken. And the fact that there was such a stigma attached to infertility for so many years, that no one was talking about it, it was a risk. And you know, we're certainly glad we did it. And best of all, we got a three-year-old boy named Duke, and he's the love of our lives. He's incredible.
I bet he is. All right, let me go back to the restaurant for a second. Will Death Wish Coffee be on the menu, do you think?
You know what? That's a great question. Mike has not asked me for the sale yet.
I will.
So I've been waiting for him to ask. I'm trying to, you know, mentor him a little bit. Not that he needs mentoring, but wherever he goes, he now mentions his website. We're building on this.
All right, so let's mention the website, since you haven't yet, Mike, and, like, you know, say it right now.
All right, deathwishcoffee.com.
Okay, and you go there and you can get the coffee, but you can get it on Amazon.
Yeah,
on
Amazon as well. But if you go to my site, you get free shipping. I guess you get free shipping on Amazon as well. But you get free shipping on the order over $50, and we have a money back guarantee.
Well, that's fun. All right, Bill, your wife is doing well. What's her plans?
My wife's great. She's got the big award show season in mid swing.
The red carpet, right? She does the red carpet.
She does the red carpet, and she does Fashion Police. Which is great, and they're having a great season on Fashion Police. They've got a great lineup with a handful of different guests that are filling in, and it's, you know, obviously Joan Rivers was hard to replace. No one will ever replace her, but the show is living on in her name, and her daughter is stepped in to fill the chair.
You know, what's nice about the red carpet is, like, you know, I when I watch TV, I think, like, sometimes I think I'd like a show where nobody dies, or no one's saying something horrible about somebody. Yeah. And you look at the red carpet, and people look like they are having fun.
You know what? My wife loves it. She's been doing it for, you know, 13 or 14 years now. And, you know, it's a fun job. Like, what are you wearing? You know, talking about their movies and, you know, places they've been. So it's definitely not as stressful as your job in television, because you've got a tough gig.
I don't know if I'm stressful, but it's like sometimes you think, like, you know, is anything good happening in the world? I mean, there are times like that. And I always tease Janice Dean, who's the weather machine. Yep. We call her the weather machine. Yeah. Is that every time she pops up, you know, like, oh, this isn't good. Because Janice yeah. Dean never comes out and says, it is beautiful
75
out.
And sunny.
yeah. yeah. I mean, she's always got some really bad news. Yeah. I mean, really bad news. Like, you know, the big one's coming and we're in such deep trouble. You better run for the hills, you know.
Yeah, that's
it's fun.
The bearer, the Grim Reaper.
Well, I'm very excited. I'm very excited about selfishly about the restaurant. I'm very excited about the coffee since I love caffeine. And now, and I got to tell you, Mike, is that you know what the fun thing is? You won't believe this, but I get to brag like, oh yeah, I talked to that guy. You know, you know? I mean, you'd be surprised how much it's fun for me. I'll be able to brag when your ad comes up in the third quarter, the Super Bowl goes. Oh yeah, I know him. You know, like I'm a big shot. I know him, so it's fun.
It's gonna be. I'm excited to see it too. I'll tell you, I'm so happy for this guy. Couldn't have happened to a nicer fella.
Yeah, well, it sounds like also for you, it couldn't happen to a nicer person than you and your wife either, all your great success. It's really been fun fun talking to you, Mike. Bill, it's always nice to talk to you, see both of your success. I worry about 100 million people calling up for coffee on Amazon. That's my only hesitation where I think you
we'll
got a little
happen.
Trouble.
That'd be a great problem.
Yeah, we'll make it happen. Don't worry.
And Bill, I'll see you in March here in Washington.
I hope so. Yeah, thanks, Greta. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right, thank you both. Best of luck. You've been listening to Greta Talk, which you can download and get free on iTunes, Stitcher, and TuneIn. And thanks for joining us. And don't forget to watch On the Record at 7 p.m. Monday through Friday.